Ksira Gereres Ksira. That means the morning he did a chet of Ksira. And for that, he could bring now one korban. That korban is mechapa, the two haveris he did in the morning. Zayzik Ksira, Zayzik Tchim, that was done in the morning, since it was one shkog of Shabbos, he's mechapa with one korban. Now, this one korban that's brought on the morning Ksira is automatically gorer the afternoon's Ksira also. That's a svara from Ksira, Gereres Ksira. Since the chet of Ksira is the same av malacha done twice on the same Shabbos, so if you have a kapora for the morning's chet, it automatically is gerer schleps along with the kapora for the second avera done on the afternoon for the Ksira. And who adinu tchina gereres tchina? Since this first korban is being mechapa for the morning's tchina, since they were both done with one shkog of Shabbos, it's one chatis b'yotze both averas. Now, since he has the kapara with this korban on the tchina done in the morning, the melechas tchina in the afternoon is also mechaper with the first korban. The svara tchina gereres tchina, that the morning's tchina schleps along with it the afternoon's tchina to get a kapara with the second, get a kapara with the first achatis. So Rashi on top and ein aleph ktsira gereres ktsira shniya bichaparosa. The first ksira schleps along the second ksira also. No adinu tchina gereres asatchina. The morning tchina schleps along with it the second avera of tchina. Hashniyav nischapru kulam. They're both mechapa with the same korban. The kaimalon we hold all chal shnei zeis techele belemechad. Let's say somebody starts in the middle of the week, eats two zeisim of chelev, 1 and 9 o'clock in the morning, and 1 10 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock, ain't a chayiv alachat, he's only chayiv one korban. If that was delemecho, the same avera being done over and over again, there's no yediyah to mechalek, you only chayiv one korban. V'zeh, in this case here, sh'osa shtei ktsiros. Belemecho, he did the two melechas ktsiros on the same Shabbos, belemecho, he did not know in between the derechet. Even though really there are two type of halomis for the morning one and the afternoon one. Because for the morning one there's only one chiyuv korban, one chiyuv chatis. But really for the afternoon chet, since there you knew it was Shabbos, thus the shkoga was on the malachas, you should be chayiv to chatois. Still we say a svara, soif. Hela mechudu, in the mitzvah you did the two averas, the two ksiris, bela mechud. The loinoi de loi shechotu. You did not know you did a chet. The yedias, who the mechalekis. What's mechalek here to be mechalek you to chatois this yedia? Hilke chat is zu, shebu ala ksiru tchina vishino. Since you amafresh this one korban, to mechapa for the two malachas being done in the morning, is atavayo kaimi. This one chatez is mechata both of them, since it was one shkobi yufkara with Shabbos. V'nischap rima ktsira kol ktsira sholof. There's a svara now, any malachi of ktsira you do throughout the whole day of Shabbos is mechata with this one korban. Shenasu belamecha, since it was done belamecha, you didn't have a di in between. You did not have a yediyah. V'yematchina, and with the morning's chet of tchina you grind it. Nischap ru kol ha-tchina sholof. You also have a kapara for all the tchinas done that day on Shabbos with one helem that you did not know in between. Kishosim belamechad, bidu adon belamechad, there's a new svar from Gerera, that the tchina is gerer all the tchinas of the day, and the ksira is gerer all the tchinas of the day. Abuzot ruovo, let's say fakert. Avonoi de lo yal ksira. But if at first, moitsoi Shabbos, you realize you did the second chet, which was Shelzot and Shabbos, in the afternoon at that time you realized today was Shabbos, the Shigas Malacha, but the Shkoga was on the Malachas. That means, so you Mechayiv now to bring yourself two Kabonis. You have to bring a Korban for the Ktsira, and you have to bring a Korban on the Tchina. Since each one was an own Shkoga, you knew today was Shabbos, so the Shkoga was on the Malachas, so you have two Shkogas here, you Chayiv two Kabonis. Is Ktsira Gereres Ksira. Avonoid was Rashi learned. The Gemara says, Avonoid lay al Ksira. He's later my soy Shabbos. You only realize so far you did the Ksira of the afternoon. You don't even know yet that you did a Tchina also in the afternoon. And you don't even know yet Tchina is also. So far you still think Tchina is Mutter. They only told you at night that Ksira is also. So you only have your deer now that in the afternoon, you have a chiyah so far for one korban, to bring a korban for the ksira you did. Here's the chiddush. Ksira gereres ksira. Utchina shimo. When you mafresh now this korban for the afternoon's ksira, automatically you also mechape the morning's ksira. That's a svara from Gerera. That the ksira of the afternoon, once you have a kapora for the avera of ksira, is mechaper all the ksira she did that Shabbos. Now once you have a kapora in the morning, for the morning's ksira, memela is geschlep with it the kapora for the tchina. O tchina shimo. And the tchina that you did in the morning, that malach is also mechaper. Hey, since the morning tchina the ksira is like one chet, because there you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayev one korban. Once the afternoon's ksira schleps along the morning ksira with its kaporo, automatically the tchina also is also mechaper. Ma'ashenkeinu tchina sheknegdoi. Now in the afternoon, when then you realize there was Shabbos and you did two averis, ksira and tchina. So far you only realize you did the avera of ksira. You bought a korban for the ksira. That korban though cannot be mechaper for the tchin you did with it, since you don't know about it right now. So you only mafresh this korban for the ksira, and the tchina needs its own kapara. You have no kapara for the tchina. Is the tchina shekonegde b'mkoyim amedis? That still stays by itself and needs another korban. So Rashi, avonoy de lo yalak ksira achrena. If you realize first that night, Mitzvah Shabbos, you did this chet in the afternoon of cutting on Shabbos with the Shigas Malacha. Shebezod and Shabbos Shigas Malacha. At that time, you remember it was Shabbos, just you forgot the Malacha was also. The Hifrish or their Korban, and your Mafish Korban for that chet, Hoyle of a Korban, Ze, Loy Shaychit Chinishima, with this Korban, the Chin has no Shaychis to it. Do I call Chodu Mechayiv? On each Avera, you have a separate Chiyav Chattis. You have a Misyad Letavai. If you would have known right now that in the afternoon you did these two Averas, the Ksira and the Tchina, you'd be Mechayiv to bring two Karbonis now. There's a Svara now that you only know you did the Ksira. So you have a Kapara for this Ksira. There's a Svara Ksira, Gerer's Ksira Rishena. And the second afternoon Ksira schleps with it is Gerer, the morning's Ksira to Mechapa for that. And as a chiddush now with tchina shimosha rishena. Once you have a kapara for the morning's ksira and tchina is like one nice averim. So automatically it's mechapa the morning's tchina also. Abo tchina achrena, the tchina that you did in the afternoon, sheknegd shor rishena, that's kneged the morning's tchina b'mkayim medis. That you don't have a kapara for yet. When later on you realize that tchina is also to do on Shabbos, and in the afternoon you did a melech at tchina, is mechayev alo. You have to bring a korban for that tchina. If that tchina does not have a kapara, that's Rabbah's Svara. Abaye Rama, those at Gemara, Abaye says, tchina nami gereres tchina. Name, once the morning tchina has its kapara, because it works almost like around the cloud, like around the circle, that first you have a kapara for the afternoon's ksira. Now the afternoon's ksira automatically is mechapa for the morning's ksira. Now with the morning's ksira automatically you have the kapara for the tchina, because that's like one ma'aseh avera. So at the Bayi we say like greira le greira. Once the morning's tchina is schlepped along, but with the kapara, it has a koyach to mechapa even the afternoon's tchina also. So at the Bayi, hey tchina nami greira's tchina. Why shame tchina achasi? One tchina it's called. So once in the morning you have a kapara for the morning's tchina, automatically the afternoon's kapara and tchina is also mechupa. Does like Abaye. So Drashi. Shem tchina chasi, v'yafagav the kemaisa gufa begrer asya, even though the morning's tchina only has its kapara with the yisoid of greira, because really there's no korban set aside for tchina. This korban was only set aside because you did ksira in the afternoon. Now the two ksiras in the morning and the afternoon is like one shame. But how is the korban mechapa for the morning's tchina? That's only with greira. So Abaye says you say greira to greira. Once you have the morning's tchina schlepped along with the kapara, the morning's tchina has a kerch to schlep along the afternoon's tchina also. So Rashi, Amrinan Greira Le Greira. Abaye says, you say the Svara from Greira Le Greira, two things can be schlepped along. Yet spread the Gemara, me is the Rav Gerero, does Rav hold from Gerero altogether, that Rashi, atchina shima kaporach. The kasher is now that the tchin in the morning, does that have a kaporo to megaro im haktsiro, that's schlept with the morning tsiro. The korban lav he ksirifish. The korban you set aside was not for the morning's ksira. The korban was that you realized in the afternoon you did a ksira with a shigas malocha. Then you set aside a korban for that. So we say the ksira is mechap of the morning's ksira. And once you have a kapara in the morning's ksira, it schleps along with it as tchina. The korban lav he ksira ifrish, din a kul lav grera, iko de ksira, o ksira belamechod lav grera. That the afternoon's ksira is mechap of the morning's ksira, that's not called grerahi. The whole shema vero, hanichbo kam upomim behelamechod, ein bo yelachat asachas. That's tam alochom. Every time you did the same alochom over and over again, as behelamechod, you only need one kapara. So here you did a ksira in the afternoon, and you have a korban to mechap if you that, automatically this korban is mechap of all the ksiras you did that day. But the chiddush is though, the morning's tchina. You did in the morning a ksira and a tchina, two avos malachas. But since it was b'shiva Shabbos, like one ma'isa veron, so we say once you have a kapara on here for the chet, it's automatically mechap for the tchina also. That's called the svara from Gerera. For at the Gemara, does Rava hold from this svara? For itma we learned. Ochal shnei zeisei chelev belamechet. Somebody ate two kezeisim of chelev belamechet, with one forgetting. There's the 8, 9 o'clock chelev, and then he ate 10 o'clock, again another kezeis of chelev. Belamechet, he didn't realize yet in between, that's also feed chelev. V'noide lo yalachas mihen. Then later, at let's say 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, he finds out that at 10 o'clock he ate chelev. But about the morning, 9 o'clock, he doesn't know he did that yet. But he knows about one of the noidle alachas mihin. For choza v'yochal kzayis. Not for kid. The noidle alachas posha means now he realizes that in the morning, what he ate 9 o'clock, that was chelev. He ate 9 o'clock chelev and he ate 10 o'clock chelev. The while he thought both times he ate mutadikah meat. A mutadikah fats. Now 11 o'clock he finds out that what he ate 9 o'clock, that was chelev. So he knows now he did one chet at 9 o'clock. The 10 o'clock eating, he still doesn't know it was chelev, he still thinks that was shuman. Now, because of Yochel Kezayis Baloma Shasheni, now at 11:30 he goes and eats a third time of Kezayis of chelev, which he still thinks is shuman, and the second eating he also still thought, he doesn't know he did a chet yet. So the second and third was with one helem, and the first and second was with one helem. Notice, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock he ate chelev without knowing. After 10 o'clock, he realized that he did a chet in the morning. But he doesn't know he did a chet 10 o'clock. Then 11 o'clock, he again eats chelev. So the second and third is with one helem, and the first and second was with one helem. Is Omar Rav. Rav said the loch is like this. Hey, the korban alarishin, if he brings a korban for the kapara of the morning, 9 o'clock eating, is the loch alarishin v'shenim is chaper, that's all. Just the first two kezeisim on the chaper, because they were the helem echot. Mashenkin, the third one, since before you ate the third one, you had a idea that you ate the morning's chelev, so the korban can't be mechaper for the third eating. Gimel ain't a mechaper. Tosat Rova. Let's say for chet, heavy korban ala shlishi, you realize that you did a chet, the third eating, you brought a korban for that, is shlishi v'sheini mechaper, because they were both done with one helamechon. When you ate the second kezayis and the third kezayis, in between those two eating, you didn't know you did a chet. So now if you bring a korban for the third eating, it's automatically mechaper you for the second eating. Ma'ashen ken rishon ein mechaper. How's Rova, the first one though, is not mechaper. And this is the kasha, why don't you say grera? As you bring the korban for the third eating. Now the third eating is also mechaper the second eating, because the second one was with the same helam as the third one. But you say now it's first not mechaper the first one, because the first one was not with the same helam. But the kashra is, if you're going to say Gerero, once the second one is also mechaper because of it was behelamecher of the third, once the second one is mechaper, the second one should automatically schlep with it to have a kapara for the first one, because the first and second was also done behelamecher. So why don't you say once you have a kapara for the second one, it should automatically schlep along the kapara for the first one also? And Rava says, no, that Rava says he not mechapa for the first one. It's a rai, you don't say guru. That's the most kasha, Steve and Rava. Mm-hmm. Hey, be korban alem soy, but lo yitzui is mafresh the korban for the middle chet. Then enechanami nischapu chulan. Then Rav is moed avadi mechaper all three. Because when you chaper for the middle one, the first one was the helam of the middle one, and the third one was in the same helam of the middle one. Therefore, you have a kapora for all three. Zot abaya abaya wamenena filu hey be korban alechem him nischapu. Why? Because it's a svar of greira. If you bring a korban for the first one, for the first and second, both automatically get this kapara because it was behelam echad. Once the second one has a kapara zokta by you, automatically the third one is mityashlep with it, because the third one was done behelam of the second one. So you see, Rava does not hold from greira, a pashri greira, and Abai is the one that says greira. And for the Gemara, reina chenami, bosa the shama me Abaya, if the Rava heard from Abaya, that there's such a svara of Gura, Gureira, Savra. He also holds from Gureira. Rava was makabel from Abaya to say Gureira. Throughout the Gemara, if Rava was makabel from Abaya, Yochi, Tchina nami tigrut letchina. Why doesn't Rava say that again, when you brought the korban for the afternoon's ksira, which was done the Shigas Malachas? So we say the kapara goes for the afternoon's ksira, and automatically it's mechapa the morning's ksira, and now you hold from gerer, which schleps along the morning tchina also as a kapara, but the afternoon's tchina, that's from kaima medis. For the Gemara now, if Rava holds from gerer, why don't you say gerer le gerer? Why don't we say once the morning's tchina has a kapara, it should automatically schlep with it the afternoon's tchina also? So send for the Gemara. Greira is like, and it's not shred, there are two different svaras. Rava holds you say one greira. Of a greira, the greira less lay. They say two greira that it doesn't hold from. That only Abaye holds from two greiras. But one greira, even Rava is also made to. See Rashi, Rishin v'sheni mischapa in shrei b'lo mehoya. Shlishi ein mischapa v'lo yamrin, and this is the kashan, Rava, you don't say. Hoya v'asheni mischapa in marishin. Since the second one is mechapa with the first one, sheb halomoy, it was done with one helam, ligro lishlishi moy, let it schlep with it, the third one with it, the kaprosay. The yafagad lo shayach bahadarishin, it's not shayach to the first one. Hey, vi korban shefrish viska boy, shay moy sezayas, hey, vi korban alam son of chabakulam, vien za gerera, elukulam aloma shal zahoy, if you bring the korban from the middle one, then sheet everything has its kapara, because both the first and the second one was done the halomoy of the second one. Abaya wamas atrashi disle gerera bosa, the shama teretiz rova me abaya, once rova or from abaya, the yama filu hey, vi korban alechon mehem, nischabakulam disle gerera, hode beiu vi yama lahid le yel, the mechapa tchina shema begreira. And then Rav is also made that you say greira. I want to say a second greira. Also, Rashi Yochel the Gabaya Sirulei. The yom greira tchina shema the mechapa begreira tigra nami the tchina shekinegdoi. Why doesn't the morning tchina be mechapa the afternoon tchina? Mishum shnei zechel el mechod. Teretz is poshu greira the greira. Ki hach the tchina kamaist even the morning tchina has its kapara. Lo yechapro elo begreira. It only has kapara because it schlep with. It's greira. It's lo yaleib lo yaktsiri shima bo a korban. The korban didn't come because of the tchina, and it didn't even come because of the ksira that was done with it in the morning. Ela the agreira, ba the ksira. It's only miskishlep. It was shlep mich with the morning ksira. Hilkach lo yhodra greira la basraisa mishum shen tchina. How to Rav, you don't say greira la greira. When the morning is tchina, gufa hadas kapor only through a greira, you don't say it has bekayach to shlep along the afternoon's greira also. The afternoon's tchina also. So tomorrow, Milsa the pshita lela bayev rova, that we just got from saying zaya bayev rova both hold that you say a svara from greira, yishno mi boyda le Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had this for shayla if you say this greira not. Reb Zeira was mesupik if you say this new svara from greira. The boy Reb Zeira meravasi. Because you see, Reb Zeira is the shadow from Reb Asi. For Yom Yilo, boy, menei Reb Yumi, Reb Zeira. Some says Reb. Boy, menei Reb Yumi, Reb Zeira. What's the loch of Kotza v'tochein chati gregus? V'shik v'shabes v'zod melochis. In the morning at Shabbos, somebody did a meloch of tzira or a meloch of tchina on yichati gregus. That's a chati shir, and a chati shir is potter, there's no fear of chatis. But Shiva Shabbos, in the morning he forgot today was Shabbos, v'zod the malachis. he knew the malachas were also, just that he was a shogeg on the Shabbos. So if it would have been a shear here, it would only be chayiv one carbon. Now that it's only a chatzi shear, he's potter. Now later in the afternoon, on the same Shabbos, he again did another chatzi gregris, that now Luchuri did a whole shear, he should be chayiv. But in the afternoon, he did it with different machshavos. It was bizarre than Shabbos. Now already he realized today was Shabbos. The Shigas Malachas. He just forgot that Sirius Osir and Tchino is also. Is Ma'ashit Starfu? That was the shallow. Do you say it's from Starfu or not? As he said, you put the two together. As do you say it's far from Guerrero that one schleps along the other one? Or do you say no? Since they're two different achatois, in the morning it's only one Chiyav Chattas, in the afternoon it's two Chiyav Chattas, you can't put the two together. So that Rabbi Avraham Sefshit, you do say Guerrero, he had a suffix if you can put the two together or not. And Omalei Yitak answered back, you don't say Guerrero. Chaluk in the Chatois, Vloim Starfin. Since they each have two different Chiyuvim, in the mornings for the Shigra Shabbat there's only one Chiyav Chattas if it would have been a Shir. Vashenk in the afternoon the Shkog was on the Melachas, it would have been a Shir, you'd be Chayav two Chatois. So since there are different Chiyuvim Chatois, you never start the two Chatzizaisim. The Chatzizais in the morning blives the Chatzizais you put on, and the Chatzizais in the afternoon blives the Chatzizais you put on. But if it would have been mamish with the exact same Chiyuvim, then it would have been starf. But now that they have different Chiyuvim, then I'm starf. So you see, you don't say it's far from greater. So the Gemara, is this true? The Chol Heichod, the Chaluktim, the Chatois, every time you want to say they have different Chiyuvim Chatois, Leim Mitztarfi, if you do eat two Chatzis Eisim of the Yisr, it's not Mitztarf, is that true? Via Tanan, we learn to the Brice in increases. Or Chal Chelev the Chelev Belamechet. Somebody ate Kazayas Chelev, and then another Kazayas Chelev Belamechet, one forgetting. Is Allah Ein Chayev Elachet. It's only Chayev one Chatzis later. Or Chal Chelev Vidam Vinoyser Vipigye Belamechet. He ate chayla, that's one chiyav chorus, one chiyav chattas b'shoyding. He ate dam, another chiyav chattas. He ate noiser, he ate pigol, belamechol, with one forgetting, he did not know in between the derechet. It's a loch chayav akulachas v'yachas. Since each one is a separate isra by itself, he chayav a special chattas for each one separately. Zu choyma b'minam harbim minechol. And this point is more chomer since you have a few isurim, whereas if you would have just one isur. But there is a chumra if you do one isser, from a lot of different meaning. What's the chumra of one isser over a few isserim? Shemoch chatzizayis, you ate a chatzizayis. V'chol zav yosa chatzizayis. Then, like Rashi says, toich achilus pras, within 3 or 4 minutes, you continue eating another chatzizayis, miminechad, if they're both chelev, is takachayif. Mishnei minim, but if one is chelev and one is noiser, pshita yipoter, they're not starved together. So this is a chum of one min over 2 minim. The vina bo yavakasha. Now, what's the chiddush here? It says miminech, but posha means of the both chelev is chayiv. Yichayiv that they're mitzara. For the Gemara tzrich lemein is that a chiddush she made a chatzizayis chelev. Then another chatzizayis chelev. Tzrich achilus pras. That's the chiddush that is a tzirif avada. He ate a chatzizayis chelev. The Yomer Rosh Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni. It's name of a chochem. Hocha b'mayaskinim we're talking about going she'ochlu b'shnei tamchuyim. He ate a tamchuyim. Pasha means 2 different plates. The Rashi means one was soli and one was bishel. As one was roasted and one was cooked. He ate a chatzizayis of roasted fat, and then ye the chatzizayis of cooked fat. And the chiddush here is Reb Yeshua, Aliva the Shittas Reb Yeshua. The Yom Atam Chuye Mechalkin. He also swore, let's say ye the whole chatzizayis of roasted fat. And then ye the whole chatzizayis of cooked fat. According to Reb Yeshua, ye chayis tu chatois. So we say since they're 2 different machom, 2 different tamchuyim, they're mechulim. Is a chiddush here, ma the time I would think. Om Reb Yeshua bein l'kula bein l'chumra, he mamish holds even l'kula, that they're called 2 different minim, roasted and cooked is 2 different minim, and if either chatzizayis roasted and the chatzizayis cooked, he can't be mesarfa too. It's not considered kazayis chelef. Kamash m'lanein, the l'kula lo yama, l'chumra koma. Yeshua only said l'chumra, we eat a mamish a kazayis of roasted, and then eat a kazayis of cooked, that yichayif tu chatoyis, the chumri says it. But the kulu, we had a chatzizayis, and a chatzizayis is moedi yichayiv. That's the chiddush here. So the Gemara of Ahoch, if that's the pshat here, the chalukim mechatois. As if you would have eaten the whole kezayis of the roasted, then the whole kezayis of the cooked, you would have been mechuyif two chatoyis, two separate chiyuv kavonis. The komet starfing. And still we say, when you ate a chatzi kezayis of the roasted, and then you ate a chatzi kezayis of the cooked, the lizm starf, you are chayiv one chatis. So you see, even though they have different chiyuv chatoyis, still chatzi v'chatzi is mitzarf. So to kasha to you before, why do you say here that it's not mitzarf? That since you're saying one was b'shigigah Shabbos, there's only one chiyuv chatis, and the afternoon was b'shigigah Malachas, since the two chiyuv chatis, the name is tarf. Here you see, even though it's two different chiyuv chatis, but since it's mimin echad, it is mitzarf. And for the Gemara Omalei, Mara Mashnu, Areisha Mashnulam, you learned this teretz that Yosh Lakish said Mishum Batutni goes according to Yeshua according to the Reisha. Made the Bakashi Yevakashi me. Right. I learned this terrace on the safe of this price. Well, I have no kasha here. What was the safer? The safer said, Mishnei min imported. If ye the chassi zayis of one min, and the chassi zayis of another min, and not mitzara from Melu potter. On this, the kasha was Swishla main, Lachurb Shita. If ye the chassi zayis chaleb, and the chassi zayis dam, ye potter, avad ye potter. You don't have a shia of an issa. On this, we are talking Mishum Batutni. We're talking about Mimin Echad. We're talking about he ate one min. It's talking about that he ate a chati zayis achelev and another chati zayis achelev. The Yamai correlation name minim. I what you call two different minim. Sha'ochlo b'shnei tamchuyim. We're talking about he ate in two different places. Like Rashi, one chati zayis was cooked and one chati zayis was roasted. And we're going to contrive Yeshua here. The Yom Tamchuyim Mechalkin. For Okamashmon, the Yom Yeshua ben Levi, the Yom Yeshua ben Lekula ben Lechumra. That this is the Chiddush, that he said it's Zay Lekul also, he holds Mamish, that roasted and cooked is called two different minyam and not mistarf at all. If either Chatzi Zay is roasted and Chatzi Zay is cooked, it's not mistarf at all. So at Gemara, me the Sefer now, Minechod, Ushnei Tamchuyim, since the Sefer is saying it's not mistarf. It means mamish mimin echad, the same type of chalev. Just one was roasted and one was cooked. That's mechalak. That's not mitzarif. That's beyond the seifel. Or b'zoy mechalal, the reisha.